Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleagues Bradley Bowman and Ryan Brobst of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. The day after, looking at the strike on Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program and the strike on the Gulf, in particular one state in the Gulf, Qatar, which is the sponsor of the largest air base outside of the U.S., I believe, at Al Udeid. Gentlemen, a very good evening to you. I begin with you, Ryan, because we need to understand the firing of missiles by Iran against Qatar, its ally all these years, we believe, and they share a gas field. Their income, their wealth, their incredible wealth is based on that gas field. And yet, what do we know about the barrage that was aimed at Al Udeid, and what do we know about the effectiveness on the missiles that maybe didn't get through? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. So what we do know is that this attack was kind of telegraphed in advance by the Iranian foreign minister, who had posted on X the day before that Iran reserves all options to defend its sovereignty, interest, and people. And this is a response to the U.S. strikes that destroyed a large portion of Iran's nuclear program. And so what Iran did is it launched 14 missiles at the U.S. base at Al Udeid in Qatar, and these missiles were all 13 of them were intercepted by U.S. air and missile defenses, notably the THAAD and possibly Patriot systems, with one of the rockets apparently misfiring, so it was not intercepted. None of these missiles hit, and there were no casualties to U.S. forces, and Iran since then signaled that it's not intending to conduct future follow-on strikes against U.S. forces in the immediate future.
There was a report very early about firing at Bahrain. That is not accurate, Ryan?
Not to my knowledge. I believe those reports were due to the one missile that misfired, and so they weren't quite sure of where it was heading. But there are no reported strikes in Bahrain or elsewhere.
Brad, a very good evening to you. Qatar, do I say correctly, an ally of the Iran these many years, and in particular, something need be said. This is one of the funders of the Hamas monsters who launched this war in October of 23. I see that Al-Thani, the man at the head of the very small state, Qatar, maybe 300,000, maybe 500,000 Qataris in the world, said he was surprised, but that he'll seek to patch up the differences. I'm not sure. What is the opinion of the Gulf right now about Iran turning on its theoretical ally? Good evening to you, Brad.
Good evening to you, John, and completely agree with your comments regarding Qatar's role in supporting Hamas, Qatar being a center of Islamist terror finance and being at the center, frankly, of a lot of the bad things we've seen on American college campuses as part of the political warfare campaign against Israel. So Qatar is nominally a major non-NATO ally, but undertakes all sorts of problematic policies. And one has to ask why they've had such a cozy relationship with Iran, why they've had such a cozy relationship with Hamas. It's because they share a lot of the same ideology. And it does beg the question of why we put the largest air base, military base in the Middle East, in that country, so close to Iran, the country that's going to be firing at, indeed just did just that in the last day or so, 14 ballistic missiles at our largest base in the Middle East. And everyone say, okay, it was performative, not that big a deal. I think anyone who would say that's performative has never been on the receiving end of a ballistic missile. And that would have killed many, many Americans if it weren't for our air and missile defenses. I take the point that they could have done something much more severe. Thank the Lord no one was injured. Thank the Lord we defeated the attack. But, I am concerned about a precedent that might be set here where Iran can launch ballistic missiles at American bases, and we simply shrug and do nothing. We did see this in January 2020, where after we brought belatedly justice to Qasem Soleimani, the Iranians launched more than 12 ballistic missiles at two bases in northern Iraq and gave more than 100 Americans traumatic brain injuries. So this is starting to become a pattern. And I think I would have advised the Trump administration to say, OK, we're going to give you advance notice of us blowing up every launcher and storage facility those ballistic missiles came from, and then we can have a ceasefire. I would have recommended that we should punch last, not the Iranians.
Ryan, Operation Midnight Hammer, using a strategic weapon, the B-2 bombers taking off from Missouri, the airbase in Missouri, and flying the mission to and from. Did we learn anything about this extremely sophisticated weapon in this strike on the nuclear power plants, dropping the MOPs?
What we learned is that the U.S. military continues to be the most capable military organization in the world, both in terms of power projection and integrating multiple different domains. So this Operation Midnight Hammer started off with a complex deception effort where some B-2s were flown to Guam in the Pacific, and the media was notified about that while the real strike package was flying over the Atlantic to the Middle East, refueling several times along the way. Right before they arrived in Iranian airspace, U.S. fourth and fifth generation aircraft, a protection package used jamming decoys and anti-radiation missiles that home in on radar sites to clear the path for this B-2 strike package, which then dropped a 30,000-pound massive ordnance penetrator on Fordow and Natanz. And then at the same time, one of our guided missile submarines fired more than two dozen Tomahawks at Esfahan, causing severe damage to that facility.
BDA, bomb damage assessment, an art form, I'm told, from a long time ago. The bomber always gets through. You remember, Bradley. So what do we know about the BDAs? How long will it take to have high confidence in the results?
Thanks, John. The first thing I would say is don't ever trust the first assessment you get. You're a student of military history. You understand the wisdom that the first report is often wrong. And BDA is informed by many things. And exactly, it's more art than science. As a graduate of the good old U.S. Army military intelligence course, I'd tell you, you got imagery intelligence, which everyone's looking at. But you also have signals intelligence. What are the Iranians saying about what happened? And we hopefully are listening in. You have human intelligence. That's a little bit harder, obviously. But the Israelis, the Mossad has Iran thoroughly infiltrated. So let's see what they find. And then there's measurements intelligence, which is often not discussed and understood. And so as time goes on, we'll learn more. Anyone speaking definitively right now about what happened at Fordow doesn't know what they're talking about. I have three or four main concerns. One is, what is the true status of Fordow? It seems like it was severely degraded, but not necessarily destroyed. There's lots of reasons to say that. What is the status and location of the roughly 400 kilograms of near weapons grade uranium? And what is happening at Pickaxe Mountain near Natanz, which is actually deeper than Fordow? So those are some of the things I'm watching. If we have a ceasefire that doesn't address the sources of this conflict, i.e. a terrorist regime posing as a nation state dedicated to the destruction of Israel, largest ballistic missile inventory in the Middle East, inching toward a nuclear weapons capability. If you don't address those sources of conflict and you have a ceasefire, what the heck do we think Iran's going to use the ceasefire for? We know the answer. The past is prologue. And so now we're back to the negotiating table, where the Persians are particularly adept. And we got to be very, very careful. We have to insist on a complete end to their nuclear weapons program, intrusive, comprehensive inspections, and addressing their strategic ballistic missile arsenal. And this regime will not agree to that anytime soon. They're not capable of agreeing to that. That's why we need to be doing max support to the Iranian people.
Bradley Bowman and Ryan Brobst of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.